Dale Bartich. Speaking of a long, drawn-out sports event, Wimbledon, on television as we speak. Hundreds of games and matches going on over there. But you know what's coming up on the 7th of July?
Oh, let me think. Let me guess.
The most complicated race in the world.
I know what it is.
You do.
We're going to Europe. We're staying in Europe with this statement. We are talking about, this is where my southern accent is really a friend of mine, the Tour de France.
There you go.
Did I get it right?
It confuses me from the name on.
Thousands of miles of bicycle riding.
A little over 2,000 miles of bicycle riding, if you want to get technical, I think.
But it is some of the beautiful, well, at least as far as television goes, they have some beautiful videography, cinematography that the camera folks do.
I love it when the helicopter flies over the local church and gives you a view of these beautiful little European towns and cities. It is a well-filmed thing. You are right about that. And how about those guys riding backwards on motorcycles with the camera?
Yeah, unbelievable.
You take a little training or a little trust there, riding through the Alps backwards on a BMW motorcycle?
Maybe just a little crazy sometimes, too. Especially with all
Let me have a volume. I got to be a cameraman today. Holy cow. But that is a confusing race.
Well,
and it's a good thing they splain it on the TV.
You're exactly right. Well, we'll stay tuned and stay kind of ingrained in both of these things happening in Europe anyway, one with the Tour de France and one with the Wimbledon.
The yellow jersey's good. The polka dot jersey's good, as long as it's not bloodstained. Beyond that, I'm a little lost.
Well, I'm going to tell you about being a little bit lost and combine it with being a little bit drawn out, because, Don, I was able to check off one of my trails that I have had on my list for years, and it's a newer trail in the Charlotte area for hiking.
Mountains to see?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I went over, so I don't know, on other episodes of the Carolina Outdoors, we have talked about this trail, and you'll recognize some of the areas that we've talked about, because two of them include state parks in our Charlotte area. One in North Carolina. In fact, it's the closest state park to Charlotte. It is Crowder's Mountain State Park, just west of here in Gaston County. The other state park is across the border in South Carolina, in Clover, called Kings Mountain State Park. Now, not to be confused, next door to Kings Mountain, South Carolina State Park is Kings Mountain National Military Park, which is a federal park, not to be confused with the town of Kings Mountain, which is in Cleveland County, North Carolina. So
that sounds about like the street names in Charlotte.
It's similar. But something that occurred a few years back, and special thanks to the Friends of Crowder's Mountain, they built, and this is where trail building comes into play, they built a two-state trail, and it goes from Kings Mountain State Park to Crowder's Mountain State Park, crossing the state boundaries. Now, the trail is called the Ridgeline Trail, and let me just put it to you like this. It's 6.2 miles from the beginning of that trail to the end of the trail in the State Park of North Carolina. But that son of a gun keeps going. So I'm going to estimate that I covered about 15 miles. This might be like a fish story.
Could be.
Of hiking. It wore me out. And it's my wife's fault because she wouldn't let me stop and take a break. She's like a marathon woman out there. But anyway, we started at Crowder's Mountain. And if anyone's out there listening that's thinking about doing a long hike in the Charlotte area, this is a long hike. But you need to take your water, take plenty of water. And if you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors here, I would dare say always go from Crowder's Mountain to Kings Mountain. Never go from Kings Mountain to Crowder's.
Why is that?
I think because, and I would have to verify this, but part of it would be the incline. There's more incline when you're going from Kings Mountain, South Carolina State Park, to Crowder's Mountain, North Carolina State Park.
So you went downhill, eh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, it is a ridgeline trail, so the up and down is not that is not that extreme. It's pretty much like a ridgeline. You can imagine a ridgeline would be. It's kind of not a lot of sharpness to it. But starting at Crowder's Mountain at the trail office, you go up to the Pinnacle Trail. And, of course, you get up there to the King's Pinnacle. You have a wonderful view, really a 360-degree view of the valley below. It's really pretty. But as you come down from enjoying that view, that's where you catch the ridgeline trail. And from that point there at the Pinnacle to the boundary of Crowder's Mountain State Park is 6.2 miles of a nice trail. Now, here we are at the front end of July when this hike took place. And we did a morning hike, thank goodness, but there was a nice breeze. It is canopied, so you're out of the sun in the shade. And because of all of that, it was, I hate to use the word tolerable, but for an early July hike in the Charlotte area, especially one of that distance, it was very tolerable.
How long did this take?
Well, that's one of my complaints of the hike, because if you do it nonstop the way we did, with no messing around at all, I mean, no breaks, I mean, we drank water while we walked, it was about 4.5 hours. So,
did you take the kids on this?
No, this was just my wife Elizabeth and I. And as we came down, you cross a couple of roads. You do need to pay attention when you're crossing the roads, because even though, well, they can be busy roads where cars are coming by fast. They do have warning signals for you to push that warn the motorist that somebody is crossing the trail. But we crossed 161. Which runs between York and Kings Mountain. And that is where it kind of flattens out a little bit and becomes really, a pine tree canopied, well-groomed. This trail, to be so new, is well-groomed hiking trail. But you do need to take your water.
So you let your wife set the pace, huh?
Yes, she did.
I would not want to try to keep up with her.
But anyway, it's a wonderful hike. It goes from being a what you would call a kind of traditional Appalachian hike at the beginning to, once you get down, it's surprising to be just that 15 miles or so, but the difference in the terrain, because as you come down off of Crowder's Mountain, it settles down into a pine tree walk. And when you're entering into the Kings Mountain South Carolina State Park sign, it is less marked. Therefore, you don't know necessarily your mileage. It's well marked in the state park at Crowder's Mountain. So you know, oh, we just did a half a mile. Oh, we've just covered 2 miles. Not so much in Kings Mountain State Park. So there was a lot of, oh my goodness, is this almost over? How much further?
Feel like a kid in the back of a car. Are we there yet?
Well, in our long distance.
Can we stop?
I did try to use that. You know what? It doesn't work on wives like it, or spouses like it does on your kids. But there is that measurement. We learned from Matt Long here, a long distance hiker on the Carolina Outdoors, farseums. That's what his parents would use on him. How much longer? Oh, we've got about 20 farseums. Now, a farseum is as far as you can see, and then you multiply it by 20 times. I tried to use that on my wife.
It's a fur piece.
And she called, well, let me just say, she said, shut up and
Bill,
walk.
Bill.
Thanks for everybody here on the Carolina Outdoors. It's great having Mike Lefke on from Queen City Tennis, as well as Doug Kerrigan from Kerrigan Farms. He's TJ Boggs and Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time on the Carolina Outdoors.